The 22nd of December, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The co-eternal Son, a maiden's offspring, see, a servant's form Christ putteth on, to set his people free. Daughter of Zion, rise to greet thine infant King, nor let thy stubborn heart despise the pardon he doth bring. Let deeds of darkness fly before the approaching morn, for unto sin 'tis ours to die and serve the Virgin born. Our joyful praises sing to Christ that set us free, like tribute to the Father bring, and Holy Ghost to thee. The one who is to rule will come from Zion, the Lord Emmanuel is his great name. Psalm 50. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion blot out my offence. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offences, truly I know them, my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervour sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness shew favour to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The one who is to rule will come from Zion, the Lord Emmanuel is his great name. Stand steadfast, you will see the helping power of the Lord. A Canticle from Tobit, chapter 13. Let all men speak and give God thanks in Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, the holy city, he will afflict you for the deeds of your sons, but again he will show mercy to the sons of the righteous. Give thanks worthily to the Lord, and praise to the King of the ages, that his tent may be raised for you again with joy. May he cheer those within you who are captives, and love those within you who are distressed, to all generations for ever. Many nations will come from afar to the name of the Lord God, bearing gifts in their hands, gifts for the King of heaven. Generations of generations will give you joyful praise. Rejoice and be glad for the sons of the righteous, for they will be gathered together and will praise the Lord of the righteous. How blessed are those who love you, they will rejoice in your peace. Blessed are those who grieved over all your afflictions, for they will rejoice for you on seeing all your glory, and they will be made glad forever. Let my soul praise God, the great King. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Stand steadfast, you will see the helping power of the Lord. I look to the Lord, I will await the God who saves me. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes known his word to Jacob, to Israel his Lord's own decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I look to the Lord, I will await the God who saves me. A reading from Isaiah chapter 45. Rain righteousness, you heavens, let the skies above pour down, let the earth open to receive it, that it may bear the fruit of salvation, with righteousness in blossom at its side. Responsory. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. His glory will appear in your midst. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. When the voice of greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice, all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the voice of greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. Intercessions. In a world divided by fear and greed, the Church calls again on her Saviour. Lord Jesus, come to us in love. Help us to set our hearts where they will find fulfilment and not betrayal. Lord Jesus, come to us in love. As we proclaim your saving power to others, let us not ourselves lose hold of your salvation. Lord Jesus, come to us in love. May our world be flooded with the grace of your coming. Let us experience the fullness of your joy. Lord Jesus, come to us in love. May we live our lives to the full in this world and transfigure it with the hope of future glory. Lord Jesus, come to us in love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God and Father, you looked in pity on fallen man and redeemed us by the coming of your Son. Grant that we who profess our firm and humble faith in the incarnation of our Redeemer may have some share in his divine life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.